I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. You all please rise and join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Leva?
Here.
Calvo?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Valentine?
Here.
Hagan?
Here.
Boyle?
Here. First off, we have the public hearing for the municipal budget amendment. I guess we need a motion to open that.
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Sir, from the public, would you like to comment?
I'm good.
Okay.
Make a motion to close the public.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And abstentions? Okay, that brings us to Resolution 166-2010 to amend the municipal budget.
I'll move Resolution 166-2010.
Second.
Okay. Discussion. Mrs. Glebe, you have...
I asked the manager, okay. Natasha, questions earlier, and
okay.
She will answer.
Okay.
And maybe just, Rich, for the record, you could clarify my questions from last week with regard to that's a bond.
The issue last week was the... Let me get my page in front of me here. The reflective increase in the financial administration line item. It went from 15,180 to 19,180. Some of the numbers that were being said last week were actually confusing me. I believe the number 7,100 or 7,000 was referenced, and I could not figure out where that number was coming from. In April 7th, we had a workshop meeting, which Natasha, like all the department heads, provided council an explanation for any individual line item increase within their budget. The information she presented to you addressed only the line items that were increased from the prior year, not her overall budget. Her overall budget was 15,180 less the 475 in cuts made by council. Flash forward to now, that 15,180 was reduced to 14,705, which is a 475 reduction, but we had to increase it back to 19,180 to account for additional legal costs associated with a note sale and for the tax anticipation note that we had this year. I'm not sure. My only assumption is that council, who were questioning it, the initial document from Natasha only addressed half the budget because she only addressed the items of increase. The rest of her line item budget was either flat or reduced. So I think that was the miscommunication. There was no other reduction made to that budget.
And then in my subsequent email, the bond council is not $12,000. It's only
$12,000.
Well, initially they were budgeted for about $1,600 already in there. Eight. So then it needed to be increased to about another $4,000.
It was not $12,000 and change for bond council.
Right.
Councilman Cioni, we're on Resolution 166-2010 for council discussion.
Thank you, sir. Sorry I'm late.
No problem. Okay, any other discussion on this resolution?
I would like to say that I was part of that questioning with that particular line item. I went back, well, I talked to the manager this morning about it, and then he pointed out that it was just what he said, just right here. But I went back and I listened to the audio portion of the tape, I mean, of that meeting. And in that meeting, Councilwoman Gleba had specifically mentioned the $8,000, and that was on July 6th. Be that as it may, it was the $7,100 which brought it down to $8,080. It was, she asked for clarification in July. We didn't get clarification until it was put in front of us at the last meeting. I think that when something like that happens, I think at the next possible meeting that information needs to be disseminated so there isn't this problem.
Well, should a member of council ask for something and not get it in a timely manner, you know, that it is incumbent upon them to re-ask for it, to make sure that it does not slip through the cracks also.
I asked three times.
I understand.
Okay.
In your case, yes, that's true. I remember that from the last meeting. Okay, anything else on this? May I have a roll call, please?
Elmore?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Weaver?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Kiyomi?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yeah.
Higgins?
No.
That brings us to Resolution 167, 2010, a resolution to adopt the 2010 municipal budget.
I'll move Resolution 167, 2010.
I'll second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this? Hearing none?
Wait, I don't know how it ties in, if at all, and it might require me making another motion, but I did notice in the amendment and in the budget that there's no reflection of the cost savings associated with merging the municipal court. So I would like to somehow, and I don't know how it can be done financially, you know, at the end of the year, I don't know if it would be in November when you do those interfunds, but whatever the ultimate savings are for that quarter, since we are raising the full amount in taxes for the municipal court, if whatever savings there are, whether it's $10,000 or $20,000, that we can put it directly towards our debt.
You can't put operational, if there's any savings that goes into your fund balance,
mm-hmm.
You can't take that fund balance and say, I want to earmark this $10,000 towards a debt, per se. I mean, it goes into our fund balance, and we can use that fund balance to offset next year's budget. And forever.
But couldn't we in the next year budget then use it on the debt line item or even the interfunds that we still owe money back to? At least we can assure the tax people that we did realize the savings. And
can I just say something financially? I wouldn't earmark it as debt, because any funds you earmark it to go against the debt decreases your ability to, for the 2%, it lowers the 2% dollar for dollar. If you put it in a surplus and anticipate it as a surplus in the budget,
right,
then it goes towards reducing your taxes dollar for dollar, you anticipate a surplus. But if you earmark it as a debt fund, then you lower your 2% levy ability even further, and your 2% is not that high to start with.
Right.
So, I mean, you're still anticipating $10,000 that goes dollar for dollar to the benefit of the resident. You just don't say, I'm directing it to payment of the debt.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, as long as there's some way next year we can show that
what we can do
this money.
We can get a list of how much we actually save.
Right. Well,
since we're starting so late in the year, you know, we're starting in the fourth quarter plus the contractual
obligations. Because next year we won't be budgeting for the court except what we actually owe as our piece of the
correct.
What we can do is, after we pay everything we have due for the court in December, we can do a resolution canceling appropriations that are left over in the court if we don't need them anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
and then debt cancellation goes directly into 2011 fund balance, 2010 fund balance that is used in 2011.
Okay.
I'll make a note.
Thank you.
All right. Councilman Boyle, you had a question?
Yeah, thanks, Mayor. Just on that note, excuse me, from the CFO, mentioned of 2%, and I believe you're referring to the cap levy.
Yes.
Did we not get a waiver that said we can go up to 4.5%?
No.
What was that we voted on last meeting?
Two different things.
That's this year.
Yeah.
Next year.
This year,
yeah. Next year's
4% levy cap.
Next year, it's 2.5.
For 2011, it's 2.5?
Oh, two, excuse
two.
Me. Two. It was originally proposed as 2.5.
Okay.
Two now. Yeah. And there's no levy cap waivers being granted next year.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm.
Thanks.
Yikes.
Scott, I have a question.
Yeah.
For Mr. Higgins. You voted no on that Resolution 166, 2010. That was basically to amend the budget to reflect the $400,000 aid from the state, and you voted against that for that reason?
No.
Okay.
Any other discussion on the 167, 2010?
I kind of have a question that's not really directly related to that. It's more of an open question. Next year, I won't be part of this, obviously, but Would it be prudent to start thinking about having 1 cent added to the tax, and 1 penny, and having that 1 penny every year, sort of to what Janine said, go directly towards paying down our debt, but not in such a way that it would affect us? You know what I mean? Sort of like...
I think that would impact our cap.
It's going to be very, very difficult with that 2% hard cap thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing I'm thinking of is we're getting hit with taxes left and right, and we seem to be the hamster on a wheel where we're just really barely, you know, not getting
right.
ahead of our debt. So if we were to allocate an extra penny, it wouldn't be that much of an additional burden on top of the extraordinary burden that is already placed.
You'd have to cut that somewhere else, though.
Well, maybe that's a suggestion to look at. Cut that penny somewhere else and use that penny, quote-unquote, dedicated to going directly.
But can you actually do something dedicated like
not,
that?
Not in the sense
not
that
in that way.
You can raise it, but not the way you're saying. You can't earmark it like that.
Well, you can't earmark it because it becomes problematic.
You can raise extra funds for debt because the debt that is not truly expanded, which is cash paid out, is automatically lapsed into your fund balance at the end of the year. And the next year, if you raise more debt than you needed the year before, you're getting penalty against your levy. So even if you raise it this year and you've got a little bit more than surplus, you next year, you're not allowed to raise by the amount you have made extra this year. So you're still going to be washed except...
What you're referring to is increasing the budget by 1% somewhere.
1 cent.
Not, excuse me, 1 cent somewhere, not spending that and having it in surplus to follow.
Correct.
Right.
That's what you're referring to.
And that's
then that means you have to cut 1 cent somewhere else.
Well, yeah, and that's fine. I just would want to have some sort of guarantee, even if it's a quote-unquote handshake agreement, that if it was going to surplus, it wasn't going to be spent somewhere else.
Right. Well, that was my point with the cost savings in the court. You know.
Right.
fund balance is fund balance. You know, anything that's not used from current winds up in fund balance.
Okay. Thank you.
For clarification, though, that goes, whatever you have left over goes against the cap?
No, not in the fund balance.
Fund balance is just a balance.
It lapses into the fund balance automatically the same year, and then if I budgeted more than I used, then I'm getting penalized next year by the money that I've saved up.
Okay. So it's not good to over budget.
So it precludes you from, right, you know, because debt is outside of the 2%, it stops people from budgeting, you know, millions of dollars as a debt. And then using them anywhere else. So there is nothing stops you from actually budgeting more than what your debt is and paying down some of your debt without funding it through the capital notes and bond anticipation notes. That is allowed, and that's actually, you know, I guess a good idea.
Well, how do we
but
do that then?
Just increase the
you
amount that
budget,
you want to pay for that year.
You can budget, but you have to pay. For example, last time we talked about the notes that you have that we're never going to collect the receivable,
mm-hmm.
Nothing precludes you from putting it in a budget. That's outside of your 2%. You put the money in a budget, you raise it, and you pay that. You can't just, you know, every year raise $100,000 and keep it in a box somewhere and say, well, now I've saved $300,000, I can pay the whole thing. You budget $100,000, you pay $100,000. That is the true expenditure, and you're not getting penalties on the levy. And it's outside of your levy account.
Any other discussion on this?
So I'm clear, you know, when people ask, the total general appropriations, there was an increase from 2009 to 2010 of approximately $474,000. So mainly, though, that $475,000, is that because of the 200,000 increase in reserve,
the biggest cost factors this year.
So 104,000. There was an increase of 104,000 overall in our debt.
There was an increase in debt service.
Right.
The biggest factors were increase in debt service, the increase in
reserve,
in pension, the increase in reserve for uncollected taxes, the loss of what was $117,000 in state aid, or 125, excuse me, it was. And those are the biggest factors.
Okay.
They haven't changed. They've been the same five factors all year. And it'll really
and
the same five factors.
Otherwise, then most of what we have done is either cut things or remain stable.
With very few exceptions, even with the departmental budgets, they're at or below 2008 spending levels. There's very, very few exceptions.
And this year, our pension payment went up how much?
11?
11%.
I think it was 11.
And next year, it's going to go up a minimum of 22%.
Well, not the numbers already out. They were out today.
Oh, were they?
Yes.
I got the email. I didn't open up the document.
I printed it. I wrote it in.
I mean, we have preliminary.
PRS went up more than PFRS percentage-wise. But you got to look, bigger number divided by small number is always a larger percentage than equal number divided by a larger number. So.
And the good thing is it is outside the cap, but it's still a huge
hit. Do we still owe for the pension payments from we having to defer them for the extraordinary aid last year?
2013, I think they kick in. Is that what it was, 5 years after?
2012.
Okay. 2012, excuse me.
So that's when we have to pay that one back. But we didn't have that requirement this year to get
No, they did not require
us to defer
that's a good thing. The pension to get the aid.
Can we pay that deferment back early?
Yeah, there wasn't a prepayment penalty. I don't recall there being a prepayment penalty. I think it just, it's been a while since
I've
seen red.
Because
we're paying interest to hold it, right? 8% is it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, if we can pay that off early, that'd be good. But that would have to come out of fund balance to do that?
You could budget.
You got a budget.
Okay.
I mean, you can increase your debt payment next year by $500,000 more than we need to. If you choose to. You can, this body decides how much debt they want to pay off, the minimum or more than the minimum. That's part of the budget process.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, may I have a roll call, please?
Tioni?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Hagan?
So I can continue to be attacked online, no.
Valentine?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Okay. I do have a statement that I'd like to make here. At our last meeting, I made a little faux pas, maybe a big faux pas. I thanked our legislators for getting us the extraordinary aid. I neglected to thank the people here in the borough of Washington who did the work. So at this point, I would like to correct that and say thank you to Mr. Phelan for all your work, to Ms. Turchin for all of your work, and to Mr. Ferry and all members of your staff for everything they did to assist in making that happen. That's all I have. Anybody else have any comments they'd like to make?
I do.
Mrs.
I mentioned
Lever.
It earlier, and never really made like a motion or anything, but
oh, yeah.
Since the final tax bill is going to be going out next week, is there someone that can help me do this so I can get it to Rich and this week so it can go out with the tax bill? The budget summary?
Oh, okay. That was the one problem.
Princeton, right.
Yeah. I mean, we can work on that. I mean, creating the tables is easy. Everything's in Excel anyway. So
okay.
I can do that.
All right, so then you and I'll do it then. I'll see you this week.
Okay. I do have one question that relates to the budget. I received three phone calls from three senior citizens about the homestead rebate, that they're going to get a credit on their taxes.
Yeah, they changed it next year to
yeah.
credit. Not
okay, so that goes into this year, correct?
Next
that
year.
Credit?
It's going to be the May of 2011 bill that they're getting credit on.
Okay, your question is, how does their mortgage company get notified of that?
That's the answer that nobody knows the answer. I mean, the mortgage company can see the mortgage company will know because they see the bills online, so they know how much to pay.
Okay.
They have access to the admin software. You know, how they're going to evaluate escrow based on fluctuation on your taxes, that's something mortgage company will have to do on their own.
So it would be safe to tell them that they'd probably see it the following year.
Well, they'll see
it on
2011 May bill.
Depends on what the mortgage
is. Yeah,
yeah, it's the way they did their escrow.
Yeah. Because the escrow will prove.
Well, they can talk to the escrow and see if they reach out to them after May.
Mm-hmm.
Escrow might reevaluate the amount needed and refund them the money.
Okay. I think a lot of the burden for that thing is also going to be put on the property owner, too.
Right.
To reach your mortgage company.
Okay.
Dave, if you could find any information that might be helpful to direct them, we could maybe put it on the website.
Yeah, I'm going to
put it at the library.
I actually have the phone number to call to find out.
I mean, if the mortgage company chooses to make an entire payment, like a regular payment,
mm-hmm.
it will create an overpayment on their account,
yeah.
and we will refund them the overpayment. Because then the amount of credit will be just extra from their bill.
I understand
but
what you're saying.
But it's between them and the mortgage company. How
time-consuming would that be?
Overpayment? You have to approve everyone via resolution.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's money that we have to expend.
That's supposed to.
Correct.
And that could also be applied to a future tax bill as a credit.
If you have anything outstanding.
But you have to do that by resolution, though, too, right?
But mortgage companies don't pay it all at one time.
What? If somebody pays more than they're required to, no action by the government body needs to take place. It just shows up on their account as you owed $1,000, you paid $1,200. You have a credit of $200 the next billing cycle.
Right. Provided they leave it there, but they could ask for a refund.
Why would they?
They want it.
Anyone can always ask for a refund for an overpayment.
Right.
For anything.
John, you had a question?
Yeah, I just want to also say, Ed mentioned what you just said about thanking people. I didn't either. I think I might have said something individually to people, but just for the record, I'm really grateful for the work that, again, the town manager did, the CFO, and Tom. And thank you for going down to Trenton and pleading our case successfully. I mean, it really helped us out a lot. And the other thing I'm wondering about is, next year, are we going to be able to apply for extraordinary aid?
There apparently will be none next year, I think.
Well, I know there's no levy
stands right now.
I'm not, when do we find out? June this year?
Yeah.
I mean, I would not be shocked if we don't find out until June next year.
Because
I would assume, for budgetary purposes, no aid, no cap waivers, levy cap increase of 2%, period.
I did some calling around, and I was told that the state does not like you to come and apply more than twice.
That I don't know.
Unless you're Norris Campbell.
They ask you a 3-year program, how you phase yourself off.
Yeah, they want to, we did have to justify this year how we're going to phase ourselves out, right? Again, if we answer that now, it might change tomorrow.
Right.
The finance laws are in the state of flux right now.
So again, best thing to do is prepare for the worst case scenario, and this also.
If it was me, I'd prepare for a 2% increase on the levy cap and budget reductions everywhere else. This next year is the year that you have to do it.
Any other comments?
Okay.
Hearing none, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Salute.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.